17. Pray for kings and rulers.
Oh, praise and kings for rulers. Well, there's two different sets of kings and rulers in the world today. There's the rulers of darkness, and there are those that rule the spiritual realm here on earth, putting together the kingdom of heaven, God using us to put together the kingdom of heaven. And there are no rulership other than the rulership of the Lord. And so, but the Lord, through the apostle here, tells us to pray for those that are in the secular world as well, that they get saved so that we can have peace and quiet among them. When they start saying peace, peace, there comes a sudden distraction. But what it means is that they will have peace with the Lord also, because the wrath of God is on them at this moment. And until the moment that they receive Christ and begin allowing him to live his life in them. Okay, so continue on.
Quote, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. 1 Timothy 2:1-2.
So he's saying all men. Okay, and so we're to pray for all men to be saved, and for kings, and those that are in authority throughout the world. Kings, it means presidents, and so on. Okay, then what else?
What faith in the power of prayer to pray?
What faith does a person have to feel that their prayers can actually start governing the kings and the presidents of the world? Because it is going to influence them. When God starts pouring out his spirit and answers you your prayers, the spirit of God is going to come down and start influencing rulers to do the right thing, or God will just take them out. Okay, pour coals of fire on them. Okay, read that again.
What faith in the power of prayer to pray a prayer like this? To look at it in the natural, that is, just a few people of God who are despised by the world, so few Christians influencing the whole world, the mighty Roman Empire with all their emperors.
Mm-hmm.
Helping by God's Holy Spirit in securing peace, quietness.
Yeah. Peace in between them and the Lord, and quietness in their soul. And therefore, if they're a brother in Christ, well, then they're not going to cause us any riot either. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? So we need to get them saved. And it's not just by preaching, not just praying, but it's doing, allowing the Lord to use you to do what he's telling you to do, impelling you to do. So you see that the example of that was here in this town of Falkor. The hierarchy of this town is now at peace with us. Amen?
Amen.
Before they want to throw this one in prison and that one in jail and another one, they want to take our water away from us and no sewer and just let us, and not help us at all. So the Lord said to overcome evil by doing good to them. And so when they ran out of and this is always going to be a testimony, so don't get bored with it. It's written in the book of Acts, and it's going to be said throughout eternity. Amen?
Amen.
Because what happened here is, it happened many other times that we've done things like this down through the years that I've been saved, is they took our water away from us for two years and closed down our grocery store over here, and we're going to throw Sanford in jail, and they doing all kinds of anything they could. This is a newspaper article saying we ought to be run out of town and everything. So when the water was cut off here, I believe the Lord did that. You know? and cause there to be the lights on Christmas Day. It started. Amen?
Amen.
The power went out for days. And the water, because there was no power, there was no power to push the water up into the big holding tank so that there'd be pressure and no one in town had water. Well, this is happening to the whole town that was against us. So the Lord told me to get a generator to pump the water up into their tank so that everybody in town would have water. And it wound up in the newspapers, right on the front page. Now, they dropped the charges on Sanford. They're going to send him to prison because he didn't really do anything wrong, but they just make up stories about you until they get saved or until they see the witness of the Lord in you. Then they get afraid of you because they see, like the many people didn't get saved, but they saw the Red Sea open for the Hebrew children and over in Egypt land, amen, during the time of Moses. And that put the fear of God in everyone. Nobody wanted to do anything wrong to them. Even a prostitute at Jericho wanted to, you know, said, just save us. We know you're going to come in here and annihilate us because we can see that God is with you. And they respond that way when they see you under duress, maintaining that God's life is living in you because he's doing through you the godly thing in the city. So we got a generator for them, and they all had water. Now the Lord cut their ovens off and their lights off on Christmas Day, so their turkeys were half-baked. Pumpkin pies, mincemeat pies, sweet potato pie, and apple pie and all the pound-outy and all the other stuff that they make on dressing and all that. It didn't get cooked. And so the Lord just wanted to teach him a lesson, I reckon, so that there would be a catastrophe like this, so that he could come in and say, okay, here's the people that's helping you. It's the very people that you've been fighting all this time. And so now things have changed a lot here in town. Amen?
Amen.
And so we prayed, you know, that they'll get saved and that there'll be an evidence, you know, something that is of the Lord that will bring them to their senses. And he did it in a very mysterious way, the Lord did. It was a way that we couldn't not do the right thing. We had to do the right thing, or else we'd be in a lot of trouble. I don't know if I want to say, I just thank God I'm a child of the Lord, because during the whole power shut off, the Lord warned me several days before about a brand new generator, had it hooked up in our, we had turkey, and we didn't know anything about power going out, did we? If we wouldn't have watched the news, or people wouldn't have come and told us. We had lights, turkey, cranberry sauce, dressing, everything. Nothing was interrupted. Mashed potatoes and gravy, and sweet potato pie with whipped cream, and all the dainties that people had on Christmas Day. We were warmed, and then the water went off everywhere, and so that's what happened. So praise the Lord. So pray for these people, because they're just overwhelmingly nice to us now. And I just praise and thank the Lord for it. Amen?
Amen.
For directing us in that particular way to where everything has changed here in the Texarkana area. And it was a wonderful testimony to all the people in Texarkana as well. And everyone that read the newspaper, the Texarkana newspaper. All right, and then what?
We must believe that prayer is a power taken up by God in his rule of the world.
Right, he's the one that's ruling the world. He's just it's like a checker game. Here's the baddies over here, the devil's people, and here's the goodies, the Lord's people over on this other side. And he's saying, if you do things my way, well, the baddies will be able to see me working in you, and because I'm going to answer your prayer. It's just like the angel putting the incense in the and the prayers of the saints in a censer, and then fill it with fire and throwing it down to the earth. It's the prayers that go up to the throne that are answered when God allows the angel to sing it down. It brings a fire on the face of this earth. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, go ahead. I've got this in this message towards the end on how to pray. All right, then go ahead.
We must pray that all those who have positions in the world to rule, that they be saved. I mean rulers in cities, all districts, all the world.
Yeah, governors, mayors. This was a mayor situation here in the City Fathers. Even in the most little hamlet, a small town here outside of Texarkana, Arkansas, in Texarkana, Texas. Gosh, we needed peace here. Small town people can be just as vicious and evil, if they want to, as people in the major cities. Even more so, because they're very, sometimes you find them very clandestine. But we need to pray for every district of every town. The sheriffs, the police, they're in authority, amen?
Amen?
And they all have a certain code. The police, they have a code of silence. If one of them does something wrong, you know, we know all about that. There's so much done that they know none of their friends or that our police officers will tell on them. They can kill somebody and then put a knife or a gun on them and say the guy was attacking me with a gun or a knife. And they just kill somebody by accident. They just put a knife on them. They carry extra knives and guns on them. This is a well-known practice. And just say the guy was trying to kill us, so we killed him. And all the police. That's the code of silence between the men in blue. So, we need to pray for them, that they get saved. We need to pray for governors, lieutenant governors, for different precincts and police departments throughout New York, all the different areas in the world. Not just here in the United States, not just in our presence here, but throughout the world. That's showing a lot of mercy. And when we're praying for those, all the brothers and sisters that are in the areas all over the world, we're linking our hearts together with them. Like in prayer, going up to the throne and uniting ourselves to God, praying for these things, because we can see how much more wonderful life is and peaceable and quiet it is when they get saved or they've been... the evidence of the Lord living in us has been seen by them. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't it much more quiet and peaceful?
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. So wouldn't that be wonderful if that happened everywhere?
Yes.
Okay, then let's pray about that. For all these people in authority. Okay, then what else?
When the Lord's people join together in the endeavor, we are able to count upon our prayer affecting the unseen kingdom much more than you know.
Because when we're praying, we're affecting the unseen kingdom, this unseen world. Because when we pray, God is there with all of his heart and soul. The whole triune God is there listening to the kind of prayer like that, because that's the kind he told us to pray. And it's going to affect the entire kingdom of heaven, because he's going to start moving on our behalf. Amen?
Amen.
And on the behalf of all the souls that he's going to get, that are going to be saved from that kind of a prayer. So we're affecting not only the unseen world, but the world that we can see. Because when we affect the unseen world or the unseen kingdom, then he stated that he wanted this world... for the kingdom of God to be established here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And so we have to be able to see inside, our spiritual insight, to see what it's like in the kingdom of heaven, because he wants it to be an exact, not copy of what heaven is, but a duplicate of what heaven is, because everything is spiritual there, and he wants to use us as instruments here to make everything spiritual down here on earth and establish his kingdom here as well. So it's not a copy, it's a dupe. It's the same thing. The same spirit that is there is in us, and he wants it to go forth into this world to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven, as it is in the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
It's just heaven came down into us, and glory filled the world. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Let your faith hold on to this truth.
Pray. Bunch of us, read it back.
Okay.
Because I'm sure they forgot after my long exhortation.
Yes. Okay. When the Lord's people join together in the endeavor, we are able to count upon our prayer affecting the unseen kingdom.
What I meant to say is this endeavor, okay?
Okay. So when the Lord's people join together in this endeavor, we are able to count upon our prayer affecting the unseen kingdom much more than you know.
But you know, then we have any idea that people that don't know the Lord, that don't have a vision, we have to have a spiritual vision within us of the kingdom of God. And we need to see the things that are in heaven done here on earth. You could say, okay, if it makes you understand it more, duplicated. Because earth has to be like heaven. It will be as well, for sure. Okay, so we all have to unite, link our hearts together with all other Christians throughout the world in this endeavor to establish the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And to pray that all these rulers that are not spiritual rulers but are rulers in high places will be saved. Then what?
Let your faith hold on to this truth.
Let me hold on to this prayer as well. Then what?
Pray as incense going up before God.
Okay, now. This is pray how? Okay, this is the second half of this message. Pray as though it is incense going up. Go ahead, read it.
As incense going up before God.
Yeah, our prayers are going to be like incense going up before the Lord. Can I read the scripture?
Quote, and another angel came and stood before the altar, having a golden censer.
That's the altar of fire and gold. Gold goes through the fire up in the kingdom of heaven. And then what?
And there was given unto him much incense.
Okay, we had to go and get his censer. Read it again, please.
And another angel came and stood before the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne.
So, the incense is symbolic of with all your heart, soul, mind, and be with your spirit. Okay? Prayers with everything you, the whole inner man. Okay, then what? That's all it's symbolic of. Then what?
And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar. The answer of God.
Well, yeah, the answer of God is the fire. When he says yes and he starts doing it, it's like casting fire down on the earth. Okay? Then what?
And cast it into the earth.
Ah. Then what?
And there were voices and thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake.
When God starts moving, things start changing. Voices and earthquake and whatever, voices and murmuring.
And thunderings and lightnings.
Thunderings and lightnings and people talking and everything starts going on. Way more than a whole lot of shaking going on. This is a big, way more than that. This is the whole inner earthquake. Amen?
Amen.
A whole lot of shaking going on. When that fire, when the Lord answers prayers, things start happening. It's like a chain reaction, like dominoes. Way more like eternal dominoes, just clashing all over the whole world, just spiritual dominoes. Whatever God purposes starts happening all over. Praise the Lord. It's like he can make it rain all over the world. He made it rain all over the United States a few days ago, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, we go out on witnessing crews every week, and we couldn't hardly go anywhere because there was just storms everywhere. Well, God can do that when he was answering somebody's prayer or answer doing some, that for some reason or another. When we start sending prayers up like incense before the Lord, and the answer starts coming back, it's like casting the censer, the golden censer, into the earth with the fire mingled in with it. The prayers are answered. That's fire. Okay, what else?
That was Revelation 8, 3 through 5. This same censer brings the prayer of the saints before God and casts fire upon the earth. Our prayers that go up to heaven have their share in the history of God's work done on earth. Be fully assured.
We're making history every time we pray. Isn't that something?
Amen.
We're changing heaven and we're influencing heaven and earth. We're going down in history. The book of Acts has never been completed. There's no amen at the end of it. We are the amen in the book of Acts. The Lord in us is the amen in the book of Acts. Okay? Isn't that something? How that our prayers can influence heaven and earth. We can influence God to do whatever we ask, so long as it's the Holy Spirit asking us to do it. But he's waiting for your prayers and mine. He's hearing my prayers. He needs to hear from all of us, amen? There's a preacher on television, that's what I was listening to this morning, and he says, I have been called to call the entire earth to order. I said, now all you people need to get behind me to do it. Tell him, no, God has called an entire body together. Many members, amen? One man cannot do that job. Let's pray for that brother that he starts beginning to realize that he's not the entire body of Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
And that he be a member of it and stop using such outrageous, outlandish explanations of himself. Okay, let's go.
Be fully assured that your prayers enter God's presence.
Mm-hmm. You can be sure that your prayers will enter God's presence. Be sure of it. That's why I'm not saying be sure that they do that. I mean, make sure you do that. No, be very sure in your soul that your prayers are reaching Him. Okay? I guess I didn't explain that enough there. Be confident, in other words, be sure that your prayers are reaching Him. Make it settled in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit. Have confidence that you're reaching God with that kind of a prayer, because that's a big scripture there. And the Lord tells us to pray for all men, that they become saved, amen?
Amen.
Why? Because the Lord came into the world to save every sinner, all right? They won't all get saved. They won't. It's their fault, though, not His. Okay, then what?
That was it.
That's it. Okay.